Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Twist it, shout!
Twist it, shout!
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out. I hope you will. I continue to talk to audiences around the country about the age of the customer. And when I do, when they hear the things that I talk about in my book, it opens eyes, and people come up to me all the time and tell me that they never thought about it like that. That they knew there was something wrong. They knew they were having issues. They were having some challenges, and they thought there was something they weren't doing, that they weren't executing right, and they didn't realize that they were doing things that were making them irrelevant. Well, actually, they weren't doing things that were making them irrelevant. Their customers were just expecting different kinds of relevance from them that they have not been prepared to deliver. And that's what my book does. It helps you. It helps you understand how to avoid becoming irrelevant to your customers. And when you become irrelevant, they don't get mad at you. Customers don't get mad at you when you become irrelevant. They just kind of go away. They're not mad at you. They just kind of leave, and they'll come back. If you can become relevant to them, they'll come right back, happy as they can be. And they'll love you forever as long as you keep being relevant. So check that out, ageofthecustomer.com. I want to talk about another poll that we took recently that I wanted to report back to you about the results of that poll. We asked you, as the economy picks up, how will you fund growth in customer demand? Now, the economy seems to be, and I'm not getting real excited here, but I do think that I'm seeing a little bit of improvement in the economy in general. I deal with a lot of big companies in my career, and I am seeing some money being released a little bit that can go to small business contractors and ultimately get out to the entire economy. I am seeing some of that. Now, it's not the pipes haven't been the faucet hasn't been turned wide open, but I am seeing some improvement. And so and it's showing up a little bit in the form of the most recent economic news. Not the earlier part of this year, that was pretty bad, but more recently, which is showing up a little bit better. And so I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to take that as a good sign. So we ask you, how are you going to fund that growth? If and when the economy picks up, how will you fund your growth? And so, as you know, if you have more sales, that means that you've got to have funding for that growth. It doesn't always just, unless you're in the pure cash business, so that when you sell something, you get your cash on the barrelhead. A lot of businesses, if you're B2B, you don't get your money immediately. And even if you do, if your business grows, even if you get your money on the barrelhead when you deliver the product, you've got to buy inventory in advance. You got to buy goods in advance. You got to employ people in advance to be ready for that, right? That takes funding. So here's what you told us. 45% of you said that you would initially fund your growth from retained earnings and cash flow. Almost half. Another 45 of you said, then 3% said you'd get a loan from a bank. How about that? Almost 51% said, either ask me when the economy actually picks up, or it's been so long, I just don't know how I'm going to fund the growth. So about 50% said, yeah, they sort of had contemplated how they would fund growth, either organically or with a bank loan, and about 50% still wouldn't even entertain the idea that the economy is growing. So that's not great. That's not great news from small business owners. So the advantage is, if you're operating your business more efficiently, which you are if you survived 08 and 09 and you're still in business, you figured out how to operate your business more efficiently. And one of the advantages, and while you're doing that, if you limit growth, which you've been doing, you've been deleveraging, I know you have, because I've been polling you, the NFIB's been polling you, other people have been asking you, what are you doing? And you're not borrowing money. I spent all day yesterday with community bankers, hundreds of them, and I asked them, what are small business owners doing? And they say they're not borrowing money from us. You're not borrowing money from anybody for the most part. That's what you continue to tell people, and what I continue to hear. So as you do that, here are some advantages of that. Number one, you'll have a better cash position, because when you're not paying debt service, you get to keep more of your cash. And if you're not paying debt, if not borrowing money, you're probably making more profit. You're being more profitable. So this is essentially how small business owners have behaved and what they've accomplished in order to survive the Great Recession. You've defunded, deleveraged, and you've quit borrowing money. Consequently, it's not surprising that that you've given me these answers about you're going to fund it internally and you're not going to borrow money. Sadly, though, a little over half of our folks were not convinced that anticipating growth is a good use of their time. That's the sad part. So just thought I'd report back to you on that, on how things are looking. God willing, this economy will grow a little bit. Well, I'm hoping it will. I'm going to do my part. How about you? 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.